So let's review. The daf began with the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan. The Amir Yechanan, Haroitzi Shekabalav El Malchus Shemaim Shlema. That whoever wants to properly accept El Malchus Shemaim, the yoke of heaven each morning, should first relieve himself, then wash his hands, put on tefillin, say Kriyishma, and then daven Shemayin Esrei. And if no water is available, you may wipe your hands with some earth, pebbles, or chips of wood. Rav Chisda light amand mehadar amaya be'idin slusa. Rav Chisda makes a distinction between Kriyishma and Shemayin Esrei. When it comes to Kriyishma, you don't have to seek out water if it's not available where you are, since there is a limited time frame in which to say Kriyishma. However, for Shemayin Esrei, you should go out of your way to seek out water rather than just wipe your hands on something. The ad kama, and how far must you go to find water? Well, that depends. Lekame, if the water is ahead of you in the direction that you're traveling anyway, then you should go forward up to a parso, which is 4 mil. A mil is 2,000 amas. L'achayre, but if the water is behind you, so that you would have to backtrack for it, then you're only obligated to do so up to 1 mil. We then learn the next Mishnah, which presents four halachas pertaining to saying Kriyishma. Zok the Mishnah. Hakayre Shema v'lo yishmila aznai. If someone said the Shema without hearing his own words, the Tana Kama, which the Gemara later says, is Rabbi Yehuda, holds that he is Yoytze. Rabbi Yosi holds he is not Yoytze. Karavalei diktik b'yasi yaseo. If he was not careful to clearly enunciate each letter, Rabbi Yosi amar yotze, Rabbi Yehuda amar lo yotze. Hakari l'mafreya. One who reads the Shema out of sequence is not Yoytze. Karavita. If he erred during the reading of the Shema, he must return to the place where he erred and then continue from there. The Gemara begins by examining the first case in the Mishnah. Hakayre Shema v'lishmila aznai. If someone said the Shema without hearing his own words and explains that Rabbi Yosi holds lo yatsa because he understands the word Shema to mean hashmeil aznacha, you need to hear what you're saying. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says that the word Shema teaches us an entirely different halacha, that you may say Shema in any language you understand. Therefore, he says that we have no clear obligation to say the words of Shema out loud. The Gemara then begins an in-depth analysis as to the extent of the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. When Rabbi Yehuda says that if you don't hear what you're saying, you're still Yoytze, does he mean to say that only in the case of b'di'evet, once it was done? Or does he mean even like a tchila, to begin with, you don't need to hear what you are saying? Even though the Mishnah begins with the phrase Hakayre Shema, if someone already said Shema, which indicates the Mishnah is discussing only cases of the Evid, we can say the Mishnah used this phrase to emphasize Rabbi Yosi's strict position, that even with the Evid you are not Yoytze. Also, when Rabbi Yosi says that if you don't hear what you're saying while reading Kriyishma, you are not Yoytze, even with the Evid, does he hold so even for mitzvahs that are derabanan, such as brachas and megillah, or does he take this position only for mitzvahs that are deraisa, like Kriyishma and berachas hamazon? After a back-and-forth discussion comparing our Mishnah with other brises, the Gemara concludes that we must assume as follows, that when Rabbi Yosi says lo yatza, he means to say that you are not yoytze, period, like a tchila or b'di'evet. And when Rabbi Yehuda says that you are yoytze, he means only in the case of b'di'evet. However, like a tchila, you do need to hear what you are saying, which the Gemara points out is also the opinion of his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which was quoted in one of those brises. Rabbi Meir, also introduced in one of those brises, holds a third position, that you are yoytze even like a tchila, that you may always say these things quietly without hearing the words. The Gemara concludes, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda sha'amar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda and his Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that like a tchila you should say the words audibly, but by the avid you're yoytze even if you don't hear what you said. The Gemara then quotes Rabbi Yosef, who as Tosfos explains takes a different view. He says that the whole debate about whether or not you are Yoytze if you don't hear the words is limited to Kriyishma, where it says Shema, Hashma Laznacha, make sure to hear what you are saying. But in regard to all other mitzvahs, everyone agrees that you are Yoytze even if you didn't hear what you said. The Gemara now addresses the second halacha of the Mishnah. Kara v'loy diktik b'yis yaseh. He read the Shema, but he was not careful to clearly enunciate each letter. Rabbi Yosi amar yatza, Rabbi Yehuda amar lo yatza. Amar Reb Tavi, amar Rabbi Yosi. Halacha k'divrei shneim lahakel. And the first machalik is about saying Kriyishma inaudibly. Rabbi Yosi was more stringent and Rabbi Yehuda was more lenient. And the second machalik is between them about someone who read Kriyishma but slurred its pronunciation. Rabbi Yosi is more lenient and says that he is Yaitza, while Rabbi Yehuda says that he is not. Says Rabbi Tavi am Rabbi Yosi, that in both of these issues the halacha follows the lenient view that he is Yaitza. The Gemara then quotes another teaching of Rabbi Tavi am Rabbi Yosi, in which he expounds a pasuk in Mishlei that compares the grave to the womb. He explains that just as the womb takes in the seed and later give forth life, so too the grave will ultimately give forth life at the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim, the resurrection of the dead. The Gemara next presents a braisa which expounds the word uchsavtim as a contraction of uchsavtam, write it completely. This teaches that when writing this psukim in tefillin and mezuzahs, the whole passage should be included, even the instructional psukim such as uchshartem and uchsavtim, and you shall bind them and you shall write them. The Gemara also quotes a braisa that explains the word ulamadatem similarly as a contraction of ulamadtem, and you shall teach them perfectly, which teaches us that the words of Kriyat Shema should be said so that each word is whole, making sure that word pairs in which the first word ends and the second word begins with the same letter are not slurred into each other. The daf ends off with Amar Rav Chama b'Rav Chanina, Kol Akar Kriyat Shema u'medaktik b'Yis Yisrael mitzananon lo'ganim, that whoever reads Kriyat Shema carefully and meticulously, the Gehenim is cooled down for him.